everybody on the editorial staff pretty much pitched in to eat a lot of barbecue, I guess, basically, and write about it. Basically, we started by making a list of as many of the barbecue establishments we knew around Cincinnati and northern Kentucky. And I'm sure we didn't hit them all, but what we tried. And the objective was to kind of highlight a number that we thought were, you know, worth everybody's time. And the interesting thing you find out about going to barbecue places is that each place kind of has certain things they may specialize in, and some may do this better than others, but they all kind of have their own taste and approach and everything. So we ended up with 13 different restaurants, you know, barbecue pits, whatever you want to call them, that we highlighted. And then we filled in the gaps by just writing about all the different sides you can get, about a guy who's built this, an engineer, a P&G engineer, who's essentially created what he thinks is the be-all, end-all of barbecue smokers. We asked a few different people around town where they like to eat. You know, we just kind of tried to delve into barbecue culture around here as best we could.
Now, a few of the places mentioned among the 13 barbecue restaurants are fairly well-known. Some are even very well-known. What are some of the more, shall we say, obscure places that Cincinnati Magazine found to be among the best places to get barbecue in Cincinnati?
There's a place down in Camp Dennison called Midwest Best, which I was not familiar with, but I haven't been to since we've written about it, but I really want to go because it sounds like they've got great stuff there. They seem to kind of, I think if I'm right, that we've got a really gorgeous photo of their smoked fried wings, which again, it's one of an example of one of those like specialty things that you'll find at these places that they have, maybe nobody else does. They have their own sauce that they're selling, and that's actually how they started. And I really thought their pulled pork was good. It didn't land at the top of our pulled pork ranking, so to speak, but I thought it was really good. Another place that just opened really recently was a place called the Butt Shack, which is in Green Hills. And that's another place I want to get to. That wasn't one I visited, but it just, I had some of their pulled pork when we were doing the rankings, and it tasted good to me. But those are just two examples of places that are perhaps a little more off the beaten track than It's a Plate or Eli's or, of course, the Montgomery Inn at the Boathouse or Jim Dandy's, which are also all really good in their own different ways, shapes, and forms, but are, in most cases, some of the more well-known barbecue joints around town.
The Cincinnati Magazine cover story also highlights tools and equipment for the backyard barbecuer, and it presents tips on how, in addition to taste, you can judge the proper preparation of a barbecued beef brisket. I'm Steve Hirschberg.